No, all my food is perfect and brilliant.
Oh, come on.
Just saying. My food's dope.
You must have made something and thought, that'll be a lovely combination. And they'll be like, it's glue.
Once. That's about it.
So when are you turning up on Saturday Kitchen? Yeah, when's your episode?
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmums that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. On today's episode, I'm joined by Peach, Priscilla, Tash and Sam, and we're talking food. Do you have good and bad food in your house, or is all food made equal? Does the ringing of the ice cream van mean they've already sold out? Let's get into it.
Sam, how do you talk about food in your house?
To me, food is just food. I don't try and put good food versus bad food almost like it's a Game of Thrones episode and good food is House Stark and bad food is the other one of the other houses. You have access to the food, and everything in moderation is a good way to approach it, so that there's never a part of food or an element of your diet that's on a particular pedestal. Yeah. But I will nip and tuck if I do see that, like, you're over-indexing on packets of crisps or you're over-indexing on X. But other than that,
strawberries, because they're really expensive at this time.
So expensive. Oh my goodness. They go off within 2 days.
Within 2 days.
Avocado.
Yeah.
Oh, eat that quick.
I can't. The cost of fresh food is a whole different.
Yeah, that's a whole different episode. Game. But I'm with you. We're the same. We don't attach like a moral thing to food. It is just, this is what you need to eat to keep your body alive, and you know, more of this, less of this. Absolutely.
But I think it's a dangerous game when you're like restricting a certain type of food, because you don't want your child to attach like bad connotations for a certain food and deprive themselves if that's what they want. But I do think like it's good to give treats, and I think stuff like chocolate and crisps and stuff like that are like nice treats, and if you want to eat it.
Have you started thinking about, like, how much of this have you started thinking about so far? Because,
like, I think that if Sonny wants chocolate, he can have chocolate. Obviously, he's 3 months old, he can't have chocolate now. But, like, when he's old enough and he wants chocolate, if I'm sitting there eating chocolate, I can't say, you're not allowed chocolate. Like, I don't deprive myself, I eat what I want. And so he can eat what he wants. Because obviously he's not going to have a plate of chocolate for dinner. Like, it's very dramatic. But if he wants some sweets after his dinner, he can have some.
Because it starts at the get-go, doesn't it? Like, you have these arguments over, you know, breastfeeding, bottle feeding.
Yeah.
And then you enter the realm of weaning, and suddenly that just explodes. Are you baby-led weaning? What's the other one called?
Oh, I don't even know.
The one, are you turning it into, whipping it up into smoothies?
Puree.
Like, and everybody has an opinion on this is good, this is bad, don't put salt, don't do this, don't do the other.
Well, I'm neurotic, so he's going to be having purees till he's about 18.
No need for
tea. I can puree up the chocolate, it's fine. But yeah, I think, like Sam said, everything in moderation. Like, if they want something, they can have it. I'm not going to say, no, that's bad, that's naughty, you can't eat that.
Priscilla, you've been mightily quiet, which is unusual. Where do you stand on this?
Obviously, it depends, because you have to remember all kids are different. Some kids have special needs, they can't eat certain things, dietary, whatever. You have to, you know, but I'm just saying the average child, if you make no effort to make sure they have any nutrients a day, that's dangerous.
I think it's also picking your battles, right?
Yeah.
Like, if it's been a long ass day, your menu is going to be beige.
Yeah.
I'm going to whack it all in the oven. You may get a smattering of peas.
Yeah.
You don't touch the peas.
Yeah.
I don't really give a f***.
No, but there's always a risk. I prep every 4 days. You can prep.
How have you got time?
You've got time, of course. You've got time to watch a programme, you've got time to prep food.
I'm on maternity and I don't have time to prep.
Where is
like, you know, it's like a man that goes, I haven't got time, I'm busy at the moment. He doesn't like you, okay? Whatever you want to do in life, you'll find time, trust me. If you care about it, you'll find time to do
it. I had like a 3-day off sausage roll for lunch the other day because I was just like, had him hanging off one tit. I was like, had sick on my hair. I was just like, I don't have time to make a healthy meal. Mm. Like, I mean, obviously he's only 3 months. It might be different when I've got like an 8-year-old. I probably will have more time. It
probably won't be.
No, it's just, like, I always say it's a choice. You've got time to say hi to someone. You've got time to make a dish.
I don't speak to many other adults.
A pesto with broccoli and whatever takes literally 8 minutes.
You are right.
You've got no excuse. you just don't want to make it. It's that simple.
You are
right.
But
it takes
10
minutes.
Did you do this when he was a baby, though?
100 from when
like
he was a
baby. Like
a
crying baby.
Yes. I made all his food and I put them in the freezer and he had food that was made by me every day of his life.
But what about before he was on solids? Like for yourself?
Well, for me, I ate like a queen. That's why I was slim. As soon as I stopped breastfeeding, I was
I don't have time to cook.
I didn't even care what I ate. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, 100%. When I was pregnant, I was like eating kale every day, and I wanted to make sure that he had the best nutrients. So it's all about you. Whatever you think is important. Some people will think, you know, exercising is important, so their children exercise. I don't exercise, so I don't obviously care about it that much. Obviously, so he doesn't exercise that much. So I've had to make a conscious effort.
For me, I'm never gonna put myself and my child under the pressure of, we've all had a long day, it's time for tea. Am I gonna sit there for the next half hour, 45 minutes, and row with you about eating the carrots or the broccoli or whatever vegetables that I've put on there? Eat what you need to eat. If you're hungry after that, you're gonna go hungry because I'm not dealing with a snacking thing. I'm just gonna give it that. And that for me, because I think a lot of people put so much pressure on themselves, and then that's where all this competing comes through, that you then want to almost show off, I put myself under all of this pressure to do X, Y, Z. Yeah. Parenting is hard enough as it is with all the outside noise, let alone you then doubling down on yourself to make it 10 times harder and then bring
about a bit of broccoli.
Yeah, to worry about. Yeah. But that's what it boils down to. It boils down to a bit of broccoli a smiley face, some fish fingers, and away you go.
Like, my son's obviously not on solids yet, and I do follow all the Instagram accounts of, like, baby weaning and pureeing this and that. And that is my plan of, like, doing these healthy prepped, you know, baby food. But, like, if there's a day when I'm like, I'm just going to mash up a smiley face, like, potato thing because I haven't got it in me, then fair enough. Yeah. Like,
it comes down to you. You know what you're passionate about, because I'm passionate about food.
Yeah.
It's a must.
But what do you do on a day where, you know, you haven't prepped and you've had enough, the day has been crazy? What is your quick grab?
Tortellini and pesto. Tortellini, pesto and broccoli. Takes under 10 minutes. So that's my quick meal. It's done. You don't have to worry about it.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it's true though. Yeah. It's done.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? It takes less than 10 minutes to make it. You can do it. You just decide not to. You know?
Would you not like just stop off at McDonald's on the way home?
We don't eat McDonald's, no.
Not even Happy Meal?
No.
Oh.
But I can make him the burgers. He likes it.
But has he had a McDonald's before?
No.
I think that by removing whatever that food is, anything, removing something and saying this shall not be had, it sort of places it on a pedestal, and then that food at some point becomes like when I was a kid growing up, my parents were so strict and it was, we were only allowed crisps on a Thursday night.
Sorry, like, that's so
like,
funny.
We were like, that was it, Thursday night crisps,
yeah,
done.
That's so cool.
Everything was like, has to be cooked completely from scratch and from fresh. And I went to university.
Went wild.
Like, absolutely lost my mind.
But it's a mentality thing.
Crisps on a Friday.
I don't teach him.
Friday, living the dream.
I don't teach him that he's restricted. I teach him that he's privileged. So if you go, I'm privileged because I eat all this and my brain gets to live that much longer and I get to do all this stuff because the things I eat, it's a mentality switch.
But I don't even go to that level because I can't keep enough fresh fruit in my house for my kids and their appetite. But that's because it's just there. Go and grab it if you want it, right? I'm not putting it on any kind of pedestal. It's just another piece of food that you enjoy. So we probably go in my house through like 3 bunches of bananas in a 7-day period and two packs of apples. But then right underneath that is the big box of crisps that you can help yourself. You can help yourself to as and when you need.
Because mine's locked.
because I think it's just too much.
Sorry, you lock it.
Swear down, 100%. I'm locking it. Lock that cupboard.
Why?
Because if you don't, he'll just be taking it all the time.
But you're not keeping anything away from them. If there is the balance there, it's not like the healthy food is over there and the unhealthy food or the stuff that's frowned upon, is over there and untouched. For me, there's the kitchen. All snacks are readily accessible. Like, if you want to go and pour yourself a bowl of dry cereal, go and pour yourself a bowl of dry cereal. Yeah. If you want to go and have a banana, go and have a banana. If you want to have a yogurt, there's a stool right there. Pull it up, get your yogurt, get your spoon. All I ask is the yogurt pot goes in the recycling and not left on my sofa.
I think everything in moderation. I think I think it's good to teach children. I think it's good, like, not to teach naughty food and good food.
I wear the same.
Because then I think, like, that's where you're getting into, like, dangerous territory of, like, this is really naughty and I should feel bad when I eat this.
Oh, yeah. I don't use that word. It's not about naughty. It's about what's going to kill you and what doesn't.
But a bag of crisps comes not going to kill anyone.
It does. It does eventually. It's not why I use those terms to say, by the way, that's going to kill you. I don't say that. It's traumatising. Who does that? Weirdos. But what I'm saying is, it does eventually kill you.
What, bags
sugars,
of crisps?
Yes, sugars and all that stuff, saturated things, processed stuff, does kill you. So kids should need to be aware of this and understand that it's not fun to be sick.
If you just ate carrots for the rest of your life, that's going to kill you.
Of course, but he doesn't eat carrots. He eats like 12 fruits and veg a day.
I know, but...
What do you give him for a treat?
Treat? Rice cakes and chocolate-covered rice cakes. That's yum.
When he leaves home, he is going wild.
I don't think so, you know what? Everyone to their own, innit? I've seen kids be, like, sheltered from things, and when they get older, they act like rebels. Mm. He doesn't. He gets it in moderation. Mm. Those things are fun for a second, fine, but not to normalise it. It's not food. If you break it down, it's not actually food. Go read the packet. It's bullshit. Why would you get to your child? Doesn't make sense to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, why?
I just feel like I can't tell my child not to go and eat chocolate if I'm sitting there eating it.
100. That's why I eat in my room. What's wrong with you?
What?
I'm not a hypocrite. I'm a parent. It's like this. Would you drink and give your child alcohol? No, because you know it's not for children. I've already gone through that stage. My organs are already formed. They're just forming. Mm. Why would you let them fuck up their bodies? Do you know what I mean? And give them all these things. Let them grow into people. And when they're people, then they can fuck up their bodies.
Question.
Do you know what I mean?
I hear you, but I
don't understand. But
what about his birthday and stuff? Do you give him birthday cake?
No, of course, but it's vegan.
Oh, God.
He gets snacks, crisps, whatever he wants. I'm like, what do you want? He helped me pick his party bag. He was like, never had those before.
Yeah, but a minute ago, yesterday, crisps was like, what's were M&Ms? Bad.
Huh?
A minute ago, eating crisps was bad.
No, I've never used that word in my life.
When you said crisps
food.
Will kill you.
I said it can. Of course it can. Eating junk food is dangerous to the body. We all know this. So if you eat things constantly and you normalize eating junk food, yes, eventually your cells start mutating, you get cancer and things like that. It's a fact. I don't go around every day telling him this because it's traumatic, but it's a fact. It's not something we can debate. You know, it's bad for you, 100%. But I just don't, he doesn't look at it like, oh, this is bad food. He loves eating vegetables and fruits. He thinks that's a treat. So as I said, it's a mindset. If you're teaching them that fruit and vegetables are a reward, not chocolate. It's not a reward to kill yourself, is it?
I would just say it's a mentality thing. Like food be food.
Yeah, I agree. I think everything.
Well, it doesn't keep people alive, those foods.
I just don't know if it's a fact that eating a bar of chocolate is going to kill you.
No.
Of course. Well, that's being dramatic, right? Yeah. But I know that one chocolate bar is not going to kill you, but if you normalise eating chocolate every day and, you know, things like that, eventually you're going to be stuck up.
But it goes back to balance. It goes back to balance, ultimately. Like, if my child is continuously going to the sweet cupboard or whatever it is, then there's gonna be a conversation.
Mm.
But I've got to a point where I haven't had the need to have that conversation because food in my house is just food.
Yeah, I agree.
And so you eat what is required at the right time. So when we're having a meal, you're gonna have a balanced meal.
Yeah.
Or it may be that me and mum have had a complete and utter day and I cannot be bothered. Mm. And the reality is we're all going to have chips and fish fingers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're nothing all wrong gonna, with that at all.
And it's like, faces. If you've got a problem with your child eating fruit or vegetables, then you could always say, look, if you eat that broccoli, then you can have some chocolate or something like that. Like,
that made me wince. It made me physically wince.
Because parents used to say that.
Well, I don't know. I just don't like, I think if you say, if you have that, then you can have that, then what you're saying is this tastes disgusting and this is.
Yeah,
yeah, this good is, point.
I've never
yeah.
had to do that either. Good. I've never had to bribe him with food. He just eats it. Like, it's normal.
Arthur will ask for, I don't know, a cake or something and he might have it, but he will take a bite of it and then be like, actually, I'm going to put this in a Tupperware dish because I've had enough. And I'm thinking, whose child are you? Oh, but like, brilliant. That's yeah. like, I couldn't be happier that he will equally, you know, quite often he chooses to take and eat like fruit at school than he will to take chocolate or anything like that.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, Sam, food be food and everything is available.
Yeah.
You weren't a farmer, you didn't say. Food be food.
But I had issues with weight growing up. So my parents were food be food and I had issues growing up with food. You know, you can't just eat what you want. If you think you can, then you're not going to have a great outcome. So, yeah.
So we've been talking about food. So we're talking cooking fails. Have you had any huge disasters? Like, my main problem is that my brain doesn't stay on one thing at a time. And so I vividly remember last summer some friends turning up with kids and it was about food time. The kids all needed feeding and I was too busy chatting and I burnt everything, not once, but twice, because I just wasn't paying enough attention to what I'd put under the grill. And it was horrific because I was then like, Rob, get down to Tesco's quick. We need more food.
No, all my food is perfect and brilliant.
Oh, come on.
Just saying. My food's dope.
Okay? No, you must have made something and thought that'll be a lovely combination and then be like, it's glue.
Once. That's about it.
So when are you turning up on Saturday Kitchen? Yeah. When's your episode?
Honestly, my food's never failed. Like, all my nieces and nephews always come round to me to cook for them. And the thing is, all my food is normally like pesky or vegan or veggie. I've never cooked meat.
I'm not coming around your house for dinner.
No, but they all love it. They're like, oh, it's Mexican night. Let's go to Auntie's. You wouldn't ask to go to Auntie's to have, you know, Mexican night. Do you know what I mean? Like,
if you didn't want it.
Yeah. So like five bean tortillas, quesadillas, like nachos. I make everything fun.
Okay,
so
parents I align with.
Yeah.
I was babysitting. Obviously, I'm not cooking for Sunny yet. But I was babysitting some kids. Like, I was probably about 20 at the time, so a long time ago. And the mum asked me to cook them pasta and they left it all out. She left it all out and told me like what to cook. So I put the pasta in the pan, forgot to put the water in, turned it on, carried on playing with them. I was like, oh, smells something weird. Obviously the whole pasta was burnt and still rock hard because there was no water in there. It was just black pasta now. But there was no pasta left. So I was like, I have to feed these kids. So I added the water, I cooked it anyway, still black pasta. These poor kids, they were sitting around the table, bless them, they were so polite, they ate it, like chewing this black pasta.
Oh my god. I know, goodness.
That was the biggest fail I've had because obviously I'm an amazing chef now. But yeah, they ate it, bless them. But I didn't get asked to babysit for them again. So they might be dead, I just don't know. Who knows? But yeah, that's the only fail I've had. Sam?
I made some rasta pasta at home, which has got jerk seasoning in it. Now, I always make my jerk seasoning, and I do one that is kid-friendly.
Oh, no.
And one that is me-friendly. And I got the jars mixed up.
And so
she took my daughter. It was me. My daughter took a bite. And I literally saw her life flash before her eyes.
Oh, God.
As then her nose started to stream, her eyes started to stream as the Scotch bonnet just hit the back of her throat.
Character
Scotch
building.
Bonnet. Yeah, built, yeah, character.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that has to be the most epic fail so far.
That's a good one.
We had something relatively recently where all of my cousins turned up at our house, all of their kids, and they stayed for like a long weekend. It was a proper people sleeping on the sofa job, so many people. Anyway, they went home and my cousin's son said, what a lovely time we all had. Can we go again? But maybe with different food.
Oh, that's sad.
So that told me. So we've been talking about food. What happens when you go to somebody else's house for dinner? And perhaps it's just the kids going, or perhaps you're going too. how much sort of control do you have over what gets eaten? Do you say anything? Do you get involved? Because we had a situation recently where on the way home from like this huge family weekend, my cousin's son said, can we go again? But maybe with different food, which was nice and awkward for me. I thought I'd done a lovely job of the cooking. But how involved? Priscilla, I imagine you get way involved.
I pack everything. Everything. So, you know, it's so weird. He's had fruit bowls since he's been like a year old. And I showed him a picture of him when he was young. He was like, have I been eating this since a kid? I was like, yeah, every day of your life, you've had a fruit bowl. So like when he goes to his aunt's, fruit bowls, breakfast already packed, lunch, dinner's already packed. Everything.
I'd get so offended if someone came to my house with a packed lunch.
Yeah, no, I would.
My sister has my mentality. Her kid eats the same. So when she brings her son to mine, everything's packed. Why should you inconvenience other people for your child being there?
But what about if it wasn't someone who knew you really well? What if he was going to like a family friend, like one of his friends' houses, or like a birthday party, or where you didn't necessarily have control over what was being served?
Well, the people that I know ask, like, what does your child eat? And they won't just give children anything that they wanted. They would ask. So when we do that, we'll say, okay, he's vegan or he's veggie, get that. And they order or they make whatever. And we all accommodate each other. I think that's human, you know. So I've never been worried about him at children parties because they know what he can eat. And I'm always there. I never leave him anyway. So
I think eat what you're given. I think if you go to a kid's party, that's like part of the fun is the pineapple and cheese on a stick. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, not fun when your kid has diarrhea. So
I'm not going to get diarrhea from that.
If they're lactose, you can't just give them dairy. God. Eat what you eat, guys. No, you
give
can't eat dairy.
Give them a cocktail sausage. Eat what you're given. It's manner. Like, not saying that it's not manners. Yes, you did.
And it's okay. I've had therapy.
I'm just saying, like, yeah.
I think I would be offended if somebody,
unless they're vegetarian. Obviously, I understand. Like, I'm not going to say go around your mate's house and eat a roast chicken.
No, exactly.
But why are vegetarians like important? Everyone's important. Why? If you want your kid to eat certain something, you have to respect it. That's it.
But if my child's been invited to someone's house for dinner, I would kind of trust them to cook the dinner.
Trust. You're just not going. How about that? You're not going. If you don't agree with me, you're not listening to me. That's what I want to be in my child's body.
So you expect your child to sit there for a different meal to everyone else?
They wouldn't do that. Or sometimes it happened. It has happened once. They ordered him sushi. That was so kind.
I mean, I would always ask. Like, if we had kids or whatever, I would always say to the parents, we were thinking of doing this for dinner, but is this something that they'd like? If not, I'm totally happy to do something else.
Yeah.
It's not noticeable changes. Like, his last friend's party, everyone had ham and cheese sandwiches. Just made him a cheese sandwich. Yeah, it's not like fine. You don't feel ostracized for being eaten differently.
Not like, can you order him some sashimi, please?
Yeah, could you imagine? I would love to do that. I wouldn't. I think it's rude. I don't want to like take people out and make them spend more money on my kid or anything. Yeah. But just know that that's not what I like to go into his body. Please respect it. And if you don't, he ain't coming. It's that simple.
My daughter doesn't like surprises, so it's always about, so what's on the menu at whoever's house they're going to.
Yeah.
So her and her BFF, they always like, especially over half term, oh, you're going to your friend Gemma's house, and so this is what Gemma's mum is going to cook. Are you okay with that? Because as long as she's aware,
I think a lot of kids are probably quite like that.
She'll eat away, but I don't really put any imprint in terms of what there are in terms of restrictions. My son has got a dairy allergy, so as long as that's communicated, that's it. But other than that, you're there. You eat what you're given. Because when I grew up, I ate what I was given.
Yeah.
And that's the way. Unless
it's like we're having dog for dinner, then do you know what I mean? Then just like,
even then, I'd be like,
well, that's what you're given. So you eat that dog.
Yeah, if you're going to eat a sausage, eat your dog.
Oh God, I think we've gone too far.
Just a little bit.
It's always
packing her bag as we speak.
I'm like,
it's all balance. It's all to get away from these people.
They're meat eating selves.
Like, if it's acceptable to eat, and I say this as a meat eater, like, if it's acceptable to go to someone's house and let your kid eat steak, why can't they eat roast cat?
Wow. Not my cat.
No comment.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas, and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Net Mums socials to have your say. And remember to click follow on this podcast. And do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.